Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candleshore. In this episode, I'm going to play an interview that I gave to Access Unlimited, which aired on Tuesday, January 4th, 2011, on KPFK 90.7 FM. I just want to say that as you listen to the episode, keep in mind that I was on a remote telephone, and I could not hear my own voice, because when I listen to this, I sound kind of, I don't know.
Nutty, or like I had too many vitamins or something.
But anyway, I hope you enjoy it, okay? Take care. Remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon.
We're going to have Mark Taylor, an exercise enthusiast. We've had him on the show about a number of other things, but today we're going to be talking about exercise for seniors and disabilities and the difference a treadmill can make. It is my pleasure to introduce Mark Taylor, who has been a guest on the show before. Welcome to Access Unlimited.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
One of Mark's things is he talks about having a joyful noise, and certainly one of the most joyful noises in the world is to hear Mark's ringtone on my iPhone. Mark has taught me many wonderful things about my iPhone through Candleshore blog. So why don't you tell us a little bit before we get into the whole exercise regime and great things like that about, first of all, for those who don't know, what is a blog, and then what is Candleshore blog?
Well, typically speaking, a blog is what they call a content management system. And what it basically means is you can write articles or post videos or podcasts, that is to say video or audio. And instead of having to worry about the formatting, the color and all that sort of thing, all you have to do is worry about putting up the content, and the blog takes care of the rest of it. So if you want to write an article, you just write the subject, type in the article, press send or submit, and it automatically gets formatted based on whatever the template is. So it's really a way for a person to worry more about content than about format.
Let's hear it for cut and paste, huh, Mr. Taylor?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And certainly the idea, the difference between, say, something like a web page and a blog would be the idea that a blog has dated entries. So there is that idea of actually having it related to a particular sequence.
So it's like a diary.
Yeah, it's like a diary.
Exactly. And, of course, the main thing, and the reason I started one years and years ago, we've had it for about 10 years now, is because I was doing a lot of teaching, and I was traveling at the same time, and I could never keep my notes. And so finally, I thought, wait, if I had it online, then I could reference it myself. And so when you have a blog, of course, there's a search tool. So initially, it started out being a tool for me personally, so I could find all the notes I'd made and had it, and have that access wherever I was, as long as I had, of course, internet access. So
now you got Gmail.
Exactly. This was a long time ago. I've been around a long time.
There you go. Well, I certainly, one of the reasons I asked Mark to be on the show, I was very inspired on his blog. There was a wonderful posting about his treadmill workouts, and I think that that's absolutely fabulous. I want to encourage as many people as possible in this new year to make that one of the things that you start today, is this idea of just add some exercise and then add more exercise to your life, because it's going to make such a big difference, not only physically, of course, but you know, mentally. They were talking in the last show about that idea of, you know, just being concerned about your general outlook in life and things like that. So, Mark, where do you suggest we get started?
Well, first off, you know, it's important to realize that even though, you know, people say this and they don't really mean it, but I really mean it, although it sounds weird, and that is exercise really does help a person's mood. Sometimes, especially when you're low vision or blind, you know, we spend a lot of time alone. There are a lot of blind and low vision people that spend a lot of time alone. We don't get a chance to go out to an exercise building, a business like, you know, a 24-hour fitness. It's very difficult. And so not only is it going to be good physically, but emotionally, I think it makes a big difference. To get started, sometimes it's scary because if you can't see very well, some of this equipment can be dangerous. And so, which is one of the reasons why it's very difficult to go into a 24-hour fitness, because there's maybe weights laying down or anything. So to get started, I think it's better to be in a safe environment. The safest environment for most people, of course, is in a place where they live or close to where they live. So then we come down to what kind of exercise. You need to determine what kind of exercise the purpose of your exercise routine is going to be. And I'll tell you that mine has always been about losing weight. And not to brag or anything, but I think I've lost over 65 pounds during the last 8 years. I've always had desk jobs, thank God. I got to the point where, you know, people say, well, you got to go run. It was either a matter of eating less or exercising more. And I decided to exercise more and keep eating the same, because I love food so much.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. So So for me, it's always been about, you know, burning fat or losing weight or even maintaining weight. Mm-hmm. And for that, I think the two best, well, there's three really solutions. One would be a bicycle or, you know, stationary bike. And, of course, a stationary bike is not weight-bearing. The best exercises, that is to say, the machines that are going to allow you to burn the most calories in the least amount of time are going to be, that you can buy today anyway on the private market, are going to be a treadmill or an elliptical.
Mm-hmm. And then, so getting started is picking the right equipment. And then how do you keep yourself motivated?
I would suggest the way I started was I used to really stand up and try to, because I was really out of shape, I used to try to run 10 minutes in place. And I did that for about 5 days, at least twice a day for 5 days. And I said if I could do that for 1 month, then I would be ready to buy a piece of equipment. Because nothing's worse than buying something and then turning it into a piece of furniture, which is what 90% of people do. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I would suggest that a person has to be really committed. And you can do that. You know, it's fun to get a nice new shiny machine. But if you can, you know, again, stand and just jog in place, you're not going to burn a lot of fat. But just at least they'll let you know what you're doing. And as for motivation, you know what? The only motivation I can come up with is a person wants to feel good. You know, it's part of about building self-esteem. People say, well, I have low self-esteem. I always tell this to young people. Self-esteem is when you have a history of achievements. And sometimes it's hard, especially when you're young, what kind of achievements can you do when you haven't had a first job or these things? But if you can accomplish something that people find difficult, like running in place, or that will help build self-esteem. So I think the motivation is just to character building.
Well, and also going back to your earlier point about adrenaline, I think one of the things, once you get into a regular routine, you become like an adrenaline junkie, as you mentioned earlier. You know, it brightens your mood and everything like that. And also, I wanted to ask you, Mark, because some of us are older now.
Including me.
Yeah.
Including me.
Yeah. And I tell people, and I want your opinion on this, if you haven't been working out, go out and just do gentle exercise for the first
Absolutely.
3 to 4
Yeah.
weeks.
Right. Because you know what? You're right. Because otherwise, you know, people will hit the pavement really hard, get sore.
Exactly.
And they'll hate it. I know. And while we're on that subject, let me just say this. I know I've seen people on TV that they look like they just love exercising. And I'm still waiting to meet that person, because I've been exercising every day for 10 years. And I can tell you, when I get up in the morning, I think, God, I really don't want to do this.
So, yeah.
You know, and sometimes people think, well, what's wrong with me? You know, Mark does it, Jane does it. I hate the thought of it. It's not until about 3/4 of the way through I'm like, I'm really glad I made this effort. But I'm sure there's somebody out there who likes it. But once you crack past 40, I don't know if you really, really look forward to it.
Well, Mark, I'll tell you, Mark, all you have to do is look at the expression on people's faces, and you see that they are really either suffering or they're longing to put an end to this aggravation that they're going through.
Well, before we put an end to anything, I want to remind our listeners that you are, in fact, listening to KPFK's Access Unlimited on 90.7 on the FM dial in Los Angeles, 98.7 in Santa Barbara, 93.7 in San Diego, and we want to give a big welcome to 99.5 Ridgecrest in China Lake.
There you go. So our first idea is start smaller. In fact, that is what I did. I started with little 3-minute sets, because I figured anybody could do anything for 3 minutes. And so it is that idea of just say for the first week or the first month that that's what you're going to do. And then I think one of the big motivators is you actually get better at it. It's easier to do 10 minutes of exercise by the end of the month, and that makes you want to start that second month. So tell us.
And let me just add here that when you talk about baby steps, now you said 3 minutes. For some people, 1 minute is not even on the agenda, because they've been sitting so long. So you've got to start. Each individual has to determine where that starting point is. Now, for you, it was 3 minutes.
And for Mark, it was 10.
And for Mark, it was 10. But somebody else might be just a 1 minute, especially if there's pain involved or if it's just a general soreness.
Exactly. You know what? You know what? I'll tell you, for Mark, it was 10 when I tell the story. The truth is, for Mark, it was about a minute and a half. I'll be honest, because, you know, I never let the truth get in the way of a good story, guys.
There you go. All right. Now we all heard it. Okay. Now we all heard it.
You and Mark Twain have.
Yeah, it's the truth. The truth is, I used to do it between commercials. I swear, when I was watching, this was back when Star Trek was on, thank God. Yeah. And I would stand up during the commercials, which is about a minute and a half. And I had really bad asthma. And I don't want to get, this is not a health show, but you know, when I went to the doctor, I was at a point where I was afraid to leave the house without an inhaler. That's how bad it had gotten. Mm-hmm. But exercise has changed. I don't even use an inhaler anymore. But one thing I want to cover, and I know we have a very short time.
You had mentioned about weight-bearing exercise, so I wanted to make sure that we got into what are the different kinds of exercise, and then what is the purpose of each kind of exercise?
Well, you know, I'm not an exercise guru, so I don't want to speak outside of my area of knowledge, but it, you know, I'll leave that for somebody else, really, because I just don't want to, you know what I mean. All I can tell you for me personally is, you know, some people, I mean, especially if you have skeletal problems, you know, exercise may a bicycle may be a solution, but I love exercising now, but I've been doing it for 10 years. The device that will burn the most calories in the least amount of time, by far and away, is a treadmill. Now, people say, well, that's very boring. And yes, it is. I understand. But I use that time as a way to catch up on the news. I have an iPod, a Nano, and so forth. And so that's time when I can acquire a lot of news, because when I'm not exercising, I'm always doing something else. So you can take that kind of time. The same would be true with a stationary bike or an elliptical.
Mark?
Yes, sir.
How about a stair climber?
You know what? That they're very hard on knees. You know what I mean? I like to think of the least amount of impact for most people. Again, I'm thinking about people over, 40.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I think the one that would be my overall suggestion for most people would be an elliptical.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's virtually no impact, yet you're getting a full body workout, you're burning calories, it's weight-bearing. It's just an all around. It's about as good as you're going to get outside of a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, what are some of the things that you personally? One thing I like about a treadmill, by the way, I use the time to memorize words of songs for choir. But you can hang on to the rails initially. If you have trouble with balance or any of those kinds of things, you're not outdoors where you worry about falling down. There's something you can actually hang on to if you want to while you're doing your exercise and stuff. Could you talk to us a little bit about what kind of exercise gear you would recommend? Are there
right,
particular?
Okay. Right, no problem. A couple of things. One, with a lot of consumer level machines, for a low vision or blind person, you're going to have to make some a few adaptations. For example, a lot of these treadmills now are touch sensitive, but you can take a felt tip or felt ends that you would find at like a Joann's or a Michaels, and have a sighted person place it on the treadmill so that you can gauge what the speeds are. And some of the, depending on the model of treadmill, when I first started, I had a treadmill that I would just take a mic stand and tape it to the side of the treadmill so I would have a rail to hold on to. Now, if you're going to be walking, there's really no danger in this. And, of course, I'm only thinking about treadmills. The ellipticals, both arms are extended on handlebars, so it's not an issue I'm thinking about. But so you will have to make some modifications, but those modifications usually won't exceed more than $5 or $6 if you have some assistance. As for equipment, the most important thing I would say, and you're going to hear this from a lot of people, is of course to have good shoes. But I tell you, like, don't spend $200 on shoes. That's just insane. I told people when I started, I'm going to pay less, get me a $5 pair of shoes. If I'm still doing this in a month, then I'll upgrade. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing, again, I'm thinking about for low vision blind people, is that with the Apple system, or to say the Nike system, we now have a complete feedback in terms of heart rate, calories, distance. All these things can be heard comfortably for a minimum amount of investment. So as far as equipment, I would say definitely if you're going to do this, depending on what your purpose is, getting good feedback. If you can't see the treadmill or the elliptical, which has a digital readout, you won't know how far you've gone. You can do it based on time, but I found it's much more rewarding to know exactly how many calories what the incline level is. So the more information you can get off the machine, the better you're going to be.
And let me add. From a research point of view that to not only have the feedback, but record it so that, for example, at the end of each day, you have a number down that says you have walked so many feet, or you have let's say, at a certain speed, a certain velocity, so that you know, A, when to set it for the next time, where to set it, and B, that you are, in fact, getting progress. And that's where, getting back to the question of motivation, when you know that you this week have surpassed what you were doing last week and you're comfortable, then you know, and you've got it recorded, then you know that you're making progress, and that's a great motivator.
And, you know, a couple of iPhone apps that have that kind of as their reason for being or whatever would be, one is called Race Your World for wheelchair users and everybody else as well, but it's that idea of keeping track of how far you've gone in what particular period of time so that you can sort of, you know, your personal best, that kind of idea. Another is Joggy Steps as an iPhone. App.
How do you spell that?
Joggy, J-O-G-G-Y, Joggy Steps. And then Race Your World is just Race Your World, mm-hmm. all run together as one word for wheelchair exercises. And those are two very good iPhone apps. Also, there's a Talking Timer app that I use. Are there some apps that you would recommend, Mark?
No, you know, the nice thing, again, I'll go back to the Nike because with the Nike Plus, all those features, including the timer, you know, for years, I had to have a clock on my treadmill, talking clock. All that's included in the software that's on the iPhone and the Nano. I would like to add one thing that I've been thinking about. Sometimes when people begin an exercise regimen, they like to talk about it a lot. I'm going to be doing this. And yet, they never seem to start. So if you're really serious, eventually, and people are going to go, oh, great, I'm proud of you. But exercise, in my opinion, especially in your own home, is a very private thing. And I've known that sometimes when people get tired of the people that you tell get tired of it, it's like, well, no one wants to hear about it. And then people will stop. It's almost like an attention getter. So this can't be something that you engage in to get attention. Because there'll be times when you say, oh, I ran a mile today, and no one's going to care. I mean, I'm just telling you. Depending on what your situation is, at least I won't care. Just kidding, I really wouldn't. But I mean, you know, it's almost like sometimes people get into business of getting ready for business, but they never do business. So my suggestion is when you're ready to do this, stand up and begin doing it. Don't wait for the sign, like I'm going to start on Monday, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes people do become, they delay it because they just keep waiting and waiting and waiting. And I guarantee if you wait till Monday, something on Monday is going to happen that's going to make it wait till Tuesday, which turns to Wednesday. So when it's time, really stand up and begin doing it.
How do you spell Nano?
Nano, you're asking me. N-A-N-O.
Yeah, N-A-N-O, right.
That sounds good. And how do you spell Candle Shore Blog?
Right. The Candle Shore Blog is just like it sounds, all one word, Candle, C-A-N-D-L-E, Shore, S-H-O-R-E, blog, blog.com.
There you go. And I really, again, that idea that the Nanotouch, which version do you have?
Right, yeah, for audio feedback for a low vision person or a blind person is going to be the Nano 6th generation, not the 5th or the 4th, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I think depending on which one you get, the price is roughly $150, but it's well worth the investment. And then you'll need to buy the Nike Plus workout system. Again, I think that's an investment of another $30. So between all that, you're looking at around a $200 investment, but believe me, it will pay for itself very, very quickly. Even if you don't have a treadmill and an elliptical, even if it's just walking, you will get the feedback that you need.
Well, you know, that's one thing we forget. I had to stop off the other day at the hospital because I fell on a Christmas ornament.
Ouch.
While I was having my arm looked at, no serious damage. But while the nurse was saying to me, do you do any exercise? And I said, yeah, I've joined the club and everything. She said, well, if you just walk around your block 3 times a week,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's enough to really get you going. You know, so remember, too, you're not here to kill yourself. You're here to improve your physical and psychological outlook. And if you can get your adrenaline up for 15 or 20 minutes, a gentle sweat, you're doing all right.
And that's the wonderful thing about getting that feedback. Nike, by the way, is spelled N-I-K-E. For people perhaps like me who didn't know how to spell the word Nike until we tried typing it into our App Store search.
And Mark, I want to ask you one other question, a great motivation for me when I complete my workout. I get up in the morning. I try to get it out of the way the first thing. So the rest of the day, I just feel good about myself. And then I really feel good at night when I go home and do a couple of 12-ounce curls, have a beer or two, and I don't feel guilty for the added calories.
That's absolutely right. And the funny thing is, like I said, my choice was to, you know, eat less or exercise more. And the neat thing is I began losing weight and didn't have to give up my food. The funny thing is, the more you exercise, my appetite, and this I found this to be true for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
You want to eat less. The funny thing about it, I don't know about you, but for me, the minute I think I'm on a diet, I get 10 times hungrier. You know, so I hate using the term diet because it's, man, I'm on a diet today. Everything, even a piece of grass looks good. You know what I mean? It's just horrible. So this has got to be a lifestyle change, besides.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun, by the way, to do it with somebody. I know back in the day, my mother decided, and this is back in the 70s, to put our entire family on Weight Watchers because my father was going to go on Weight Watchers. And it was kind of like, well, there isn't going to be any other food in the house. That's all there is to that. And I resisted as one who didn't want to go on a diet, particularly didn't have to particularly diet, and wasn't interested in following that regime. But boy, we also all started jogging together. It was when jogging just started, and my father picked up some book in the car wash shop or whatever on jogging, and the entire family started jogging together. And I will always remember that summer where every day everybody all jogged together. I loved that. So there really can be a real camaraderie too if you have an exercise buddy or someone who's you know, kind of working with you and those kinds of things. You can kind of compare notes too.
Although there again, if you're graphing your data, if you're graphing the results on a day-to-day basis, you look at that graph, or you have a stack of whatever it is that tells you you're building it up. That's a very nice personal reward. As you were saying, Mark, sometimes you share this with other people, and they really don't care. I mean, it's not their affair. It's yours.
They care. It's just, you know, it is a personal thing. And I think one thing, what gets me, I think the thing that motivates is when people start to look at you, wow, you look different. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that can really motivate you, believe me.
That's right, exactly.
More than anything, is when, but it's a slow process. I think sometimes people think, you know, they want it right now. And this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. If it were, you know, I would have done it by now, believe me.
Well, you're right.
It's lifestyle. So we have to be a little bit patient. This is why I'm not a gardener. I want my plants now. You know what I mean? So we have to be patient. The body can only go so far.
One final word to tie up with our second half of the show is that if you add to your intake, that is immediately going to add to your body weight. Taking it off is going to take a long time, as you say.
Good point. Well said.
All right. In our last 30 seconds, Mark, why don't you give out all the information for your blog and everything one more time?
Thank you so much. Yeah, the name of the blog, the name of the website is candleshore.com, and there's a link there to the blog. And you can always go to the candleshoreblog.com. My email address is musicman, M-U-S-I-C-M-A-N, at candleshore.com. Everything in my world is candleshore.com.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Taylor, and we'll check in with you and see how your exercise program is going a few months from now.
Thank you so much.